Each year, Yankee Magazine chooses some of the finest foods of the region, as the magazine puts it, just in time for holiday entertaining and gift-giving. Amy Traverso is senior editor for Lifestyle at Yankee Magazine, and she was one of the editors who helped select 20 winners in this year's Yankee Editor's Choice Food Awards, three of which come from New Hampshire. And she joins me now with more about them. Amy, welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thanks for having me.
These food awards started 3 years ago to highlight the growing number of unique foods in the region, which sounds like a really good sign for the food scenes in the New England states.
It really is. You know, we were seeing lots of exciting innovation happening on the restaurant scene and lots of press coverage for that. But I was going around to farmers markets and festivals and noticing all these products that were being made. And of course, there's been this great explosion of artisan cheeses. So we wanted to celebrate all these wonderful handmade food products that are being made in New England.
And since you mentioned artisan cheese, let's start there, because there was a New Hampshire-based winner in that category. Landaff cheese from the Landaff Creamery.
In Landaff, New Hampshire.
In Landaff, New Hampshire. So how do you describe this cheese?
It's tangy and buttery and slightly sharp, kind of like a cheddar, but it's a little bit softer. It melts really beautifully, and it is based on this traditional Welsh cheese from the 1800s, which is itself based on cheddar. Welsh cheese in its origins was kind of a young cheddar. It's really rare to find it here, but Doug and Debbie Erb, who are second generation dairy farmers in New Hampshire, started experimenting, and boy, I mean, did they create something wonderful. It's great for grilled cheese, for melting in macaroni and cheese, for eating straight on a cheese platter. It's really terrific.
Here's another highly important category, sweets. And the New Hampshire winner there is the Artisan Chocolate Bars by Dancing Lion Chocolates in Manchester. What is it that makes these stand out?
You know, Richard Tangoloi, who's the chocolatier, is a master chocolatier, he really sees chocolate as sort of an art form. And I have to say, I think he deserves to call it art because he often will paint beautiful designs on it. If you look at a box of these chocolate bars, it's like a little box of jewels. It makes such a nice gift. And I have to say, the products we are finding from New Hampshire tend to be much more reasonably or gently priced, which is great. A box of his chocolates is $16.50, which is a really nice price point for gifts. They have ingredients like almonds and candied citrus and Himalayan salt and even a little bit of cayenne in one of the flavors to give it that sort of Mexican chocolate spicy flavor.
Finally, under sauces, one of the winners is Cheshire Garden of Winchester, New Hampshire, which won for something I didn't even know could be a thing, lavender mustard.
Yeah, you know, combining lavender and mustard is something you might find in southern France. So it's not an unheard of combination. What we love about Cheshire Garden is that Ralph LeGrand and Patty Powers, who are the owners, they grow the ingredients that then they use to make their jams and sauces. So they're growing the mustard seeds and adding the lavender that they grow on their own hillside and putting in a little bit of local wildflower honey to offset the tartness. It's just a beautiful mustard. You could certainly have it on a burger or alongside sausages, something where you really want to have the mustard highlighted on some really good grilled sausages. It's terrific.
You can level with us, Amy. Traveling around New England and finding these kinds of delicious foods must be a pretty awesome way to make a living.
It's pretty great. Everyone can have grumpy days, and then I have to sort of stop and say, wait a minute. My job is to taste food and develop recipes and explore New England, and I really have nothing to complain about.
We'll look forward to the discoveries to come. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.